Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You guidebook study. My name is Alice G. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, March 15, 2022, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the big book and we are on page XX, the forward to the second edition. First full paragraph, another reason for the wide acceptance, reading two paragraphs down to with the men of medicine as well as with the men of religion. Today's readers are Stephanie L. reading the text, Dana P., Jody E. is our newcomer greeter, Eileen M. is on announcements, and Lorraine M. is on the 12 steps, and Leslie M. is the 12 traditions. The reference number for March 14th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,678. That's 18678. And for this morning's 7 a.m. meeting, Tuesday, March 15th, 18,683. That's 18683. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Lorraine N. to read the 12 steps for us, please.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. Good morning, everyone. My name is Lorraine N. I'm a recovered compulsive eater in Oregon. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for the opportunity to read the steps, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Lorraine M. I will now ask Leslie M. to read the 12 traditions, please.
Good morning. Thank you, Alice, for your service. I am Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to serve, and I pass.
Thank you, Leslie M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page XX in the forward to the second edition. First full paragraph, another reason for the wide acceptance, reading down to two paragraphs, ending with the men of medicine as well as the men of religion. And I will now ask Stephanie L. to begin reading for us, please.
Good morning, everyone. It's Stephanie L., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. Another reason for the wide acceptance of AA was the ministration of friends. Friends in medicine, religion, and the press, together with innumerable others, who became our able and persistent advocates. Without such support, AA could have made only the slowest progress. Some of the recommendations of AA's early medical and religious friends will be found further on in this book. Alcoholics Anonymous is not a religious organization. Neither does AA take any particular medical point of view, though we cooperate widely with the men of medicine as well as with the men of religion. And yeah, the first thing that, you know, unpacking, you know, these two paragraphs, really the first thing that stuck out to me is, you know, this wide acceptance of AA with friends in medicine and religion and press. And, you know, this is a program of attraction, not promotion. You know, these early AAers didn't have to, like, knock on door after door after door, right? At that time, as we, you know, we're going to read soon in the doctor's opinion, you know, like there was no medical solution. And quite frankly, there's still really not a medical solution for my problem. But they didn't know what, they didn't know how to help these alcoholics, right? So here, you know, Bill and Dr. Bob get sober, and the 12 steps are widely used, at least for the first 100 men and women, and people are getting better. And so, you know, people saw the transformation. They saw that it worked, you know, and that's what really attracted me to this program, not because someone said to, you know, like, preach to me or, you know, like in the next paragraph, it says we're, you know, AA is not a religious organization. And I wrote in my book, thank you, God, because if this was a religious organization, I wouldn't have stuck around. You know, this is a spiritual program, and, you know, that makes it safe, and that makes it okay for me. And, you know, I came into these rooms, and I saw people who had solved the problem that I was dying from. Okay, and I can't say it. Like, that is what happened to me. I saw people who were living free of this merciless obsession, and I wanted what they had, and I was attracted to this promotion, you know, or to this promotion. I was attracted to this program, and I wanted what they had, and so I found out what they did, and I did that. And, you know, today I get to live free of the obsession, and I get to live a different life, you know. And then in the second paragraph, it also, and I'll quickly say, it talks about cooperation. Right? So I went to that meeting. I found out what that person had done. I got a sponsor and I cooperated. I did what I was asked to do. I did what that person did so I could recover too. And thank God for these, you know, these first 100 men and women, because, you know, I think it's Harlan G who always says we stand on the shoulders of giants. And I'm very aware of that this morning. So thank you so much for letting me share. And I can't wait to hear from other people. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Stephanie L. from California. I'll now take a list of names of those who would like to share, star one to unmute, and please give your name one at a time if you can, and we'll go from there. And remember that we value your experience, but we ask that you limit your shares to every third day. So if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, star one to unmute. And I'll take a list of names.
Miriam J. from Massachusetts.
Miriam J. Anyone else want to jump in and share today on these two paragraphs on page FX?
Allison B. from Vermont.
Christy M.
Hiya P. in Colorado.
All right, we'll start with Miriam J. in Massachusetts. Miriam, please star one to unmute your phone, and then we'll go with Allison B., Christy M., and Haya P. Go ahead, Miriam.
Thank you, and good morning. Thank you for your service. This is Miriam J., recovering compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. While I was listening to our paragraphs this morning, what came to my mind was how divinely inspired and guided this program is. You know, a lot of times, I feel that way all the time, and a lot of times I say, oh, you know, Bill and Bob and Roseanne were divinely inspired, but, you know, these two paragraphs expand that and make it more about principles than personalities for me. Our world is troubled. It was back then. It is today. It probably always will be. And yet the power that I understand that is great, much greater than I, that creative intelligence, which is a phrase I love, really understood what it was going to take for this to work, to save people's lives. And these two paragraphs talk about that. It wasn't just the recovering alcoholic. It wasn't just the Oxford group reach outs. It was also people of medicine, of religion, and press without all of that support, we would not be here today. It would not be what it is today. And for that, I am really grateful, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Miriam J. from Massachusetts. Allison B., star one to unmute, and please share with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much, everybody on the line, for your service. My name is Allison B. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in Vermont. I'm currently in Massachusetts for work, and I'm really grateful to be able to share in my recovery with you. What really jumped out at me with these two paragraphs were the principles that just really jumped out: acceptance, friendship, advocacy, cooperation, support, all of these really rich, supportive words that I now strive for in my recovery. It's like when I think of the disease, I think of all the opposites of those terms. And when I think of what I strive for in recovery, it's like cherishing the opportunity to advocate, to be a friend, to be cooperative, to be supportive, to be accepting. And it's with the attraction of this program and the giants that came before me and all of you fellows that came before me, I see that in work, in real work, in real life. I see that, and it's a beautiful, attractive lifestyle that I really, really want. And you're not promoting it. You're not shouting it from the rooftops. You're living it. And it's something that I strive to be and live and really access, like, deeply within my bones, you know. So those are the things that stuck out for me today. And it'll be really nice to carry these principles with me during the day. So thank you so much for your service, and with that, I pass.
Thank you, Allison B. from Vermont. Christy M., star one to unmute and share with us, followed by Haya P. Christy M., star one to unmute. Okay, maybe we'll come back to Christy M. Haya P., can you star one to unmute and share with us, please?
Okay, can I be heard?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. I was muted and unmuted. Hang on 1 second. I was just... thought I was going to go after her, so just give me 1 second. Okay. Hi, everybody. Getting back in my car. There I go. Hi, everybody. My name is Chaya P. I'm a very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, bulimic, and restrictor. I live in Colorado, and welcome to anyone who's new on the line. We're so glad you're here. It's really a very open place, and you're welcome. Here. I really appreciate the reading, and I like what's been said. You know, the theme song of this whole book is friendship, making friendships. You know, the fellowship, it expands beyond just, you know, these rooms. But it starts in these rooms in connecting with others. Sponsorship is about making a friend. The book tells us to make a friend so that we're always available to help if that person should need it down the line. And it's telling us here that we make friends with the professional communities and the clergy communities, and the medical communities. What a beautiful thing. I have, you know, been in meetings at times in another fellowship where sometimes there's negativity around religious, religious things of religious nature, or even though the book tells us make use of what you know, later on that's going to tell us, make use of what they have to offer. And the medical communities as well. One thing that is very clear is we're not the arbiter of medical things here. We use the medical community, and there are more and more people in the medical community who understand addiction. Same thing with therapists. It's important, you know, we get to make use of everything that's available. And I just really, really, really appreciate that. And for me, I'll say that I needed to know for me that it was in sync with my faith system, that and that we get to work with them. If I had to trade it, in fact, most recently when I worked with my sponsor that I have now, we went through the books and I said, I'll do anything you tell me to do except change my religion, you know? And she's like, good news, you don't have to change your religion, you know? And you also don't have to be in any religion, you know? It's all good. So I'm just glad to be here. Thanks for allowing me to share. And again, welcome to anyone who's new.
Thank you, Haya P. from Colorado. Christy M., are you still on the line? Would you like to star one and unmute and share with us, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Can I be heard?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. Sorry, I was having problems with my mute button. This is Christy M., grateful, recovering, bulimic, anorexic in Oregon. And I'll say, I've heard this passage before, and what it brought up for me was what a beautiful program this is. When I think about the medical industry, I really think about science. And oftentimes when I go to the doctor, you know, for an earache or, you know, what have you, you know, a knee sprain, there's not like a spiritual element to it. Usually when I think of medicine, it tends to be very separate from spiritual. So when we think about this disease here, I try to do all the medicine, right? I try to do all the calculations. I try to do all the science to solve my eating disorder. And like science and medicine, apart from spirituality, it didn't help. Like I tried it for years. Like all logic should have been like, you know, calories plus this equals this. And like it just didn't work no matter how many times I tried to approach my disease through science, through medicine alone, it failed. And here's this like, here's something we acknowledge as a disease, like a problem of medicine in our bodies, that medicine itself can't solve. It has to have the spiritual element, right? And it wasn't until I came to OA and I started working the steps and I started this journey with my higher power and understanding the spiritual nature of the solution that I found abstinence. I could not find it with science alone. And so when I really think about this, when we talk about who the friends were of this program, it was religion, the spiritual, coming together with science. Like, that's pretty amazing, right? Like, that's not something that you see every day. You don't really see other areas where, like, oh, I sprained my knee, and they're bringing the spiritual element. But for the medical community to recognize that the solution to this disease, this medical problem, could not happen without spirituality, it's something that's pretty powerful. And when I think about, you know, I have a partner that's in recovery, and when he's gone to, you know, like Kaiser or whatever, they recommend 12 steps. They do 12 steps and they bring that to Kaiser. And that's something that started that we can see early on in this program. And that's a partnership and a marriage in terms of recovery that still exists today. And, so I think like I don't ever want to undervalue the spiritual nature of this program, because it's easy for me to slide into, you know, the logic, the math. I can get hung up on the food plan and, you know, weighing and measuring, and all those things are important. But when I do those things separate, thank you, I'll wrap up. When I do those things separate from my spiritual walk, from the 12 steps, it doesn't work, and I have to bring those two pieces together. So thank you. With that, I will pass.
Thank you, Christy M. from Oregon. I'll now take another list of names, star one to unmute if you would like to share on the two paragraphs on page XX in the forward to the second edition.
Jean S. from Utah.
Laura L.
Monette M. from Oklahoma.
Annie B., Oregon.
Tony from the Republic of Ireland.
Did you say Tony?
Yes, Tony, yeah. Tony B.
Tony, thank you. All right, we'll go with that. I have for the lineup, Jean S., Laura L., Monette M., Annie B., and Tony B. Jean S., please star one to unmute and share with us.
Good morning. My name is Jean S., a recovered compulsive overeater from Utah. And I think the previous share brought up for me something about religion and the 12 steps. I'm part of a religious organization that actually does use the 12 steps in a recovery program. And so, and this is, it's almost amazing actually that it exists in that format. And so there is a marriage between religion and the 12 steps for sure. And I'm really, what I'm grateful for is discovering a vision for you early, right in the beginning of my need to recover from compulsive overeating. And my surprise, to be perfectly honest, was how spiritual the program was. So I felt I was a religious person and a spiritual person. I found just this important link between God and the pauses, taking the time out and really listening to God. And I'm really, really grateful.
Jean, I can't hear you. You're breaking up, I think.
Did you say you couldn't hear me? Or
no, you broke up for a second.
Okay. But I'm passing now. I'm just grateful, so grateful for the program, grateful for the pauses, P-A-U-S-E-S, that I've learned through the program of recovery, pausing to hear God. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean S. from Utah. Laura L., star one to unmute and share with us, please.
Hi, this is Laura L. I am gratefully recovering in Arkansas. I'm so grateful to be on the line this morning. I'm coming off of a two-year relapse after three very successful years in the program. And I've got today's day four. So I'm really glad to be here and thank all of you for your service, from moderators to those who share, because it helps everyone. I love these passages from the Big Book. I think someone mentioned earlier, and I identify with that. If this had been a religious organization, I would have said not just no, but hell no. So the way the program is set up and the fact that we do also collaborate with the religious community and the medical community, but that this is a spiritual program, that is everything to me. I'm someone who needs all aspects of that, from religion to counseling services to 12-step. I need all of those things in my life to help me stay spiritually sober and emotionally sober and food sober. So thank you all for being on the line this morning, and thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Laura L. from Arkansas. Please stay on the line. At the end, there'll be recovered sponsors sharing their numbers. So those are great contact people. Monette M. from Oklahoma, please star one to unmute and share with us.
Good morning. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Hi, this is Monette M. from Oklahoma. I am recovered compulsive overeater. I'm very grateful to be on the call this morning. And yeah, just like so many other people have shared about, so grateful that Alcoholics Anonymous is not a religious organization. When I first came into the doors of 12-step recovery, I remember my very first sponsor told me that women like me were hard to sponsor because we came in thinking that we knew everything there was to know about God. And but she helped me understand that what I thought I knew had been filtered through the religion that I was brought up in, and also filtered, you know, through what was modeled in my home and the beliefs of other people. But it wasn't something that was personal. My relationship with God was nothing that was personal to me. So my simple faith in recovery started with just believing that my sponsor was in recovery, and that she had found something that had worked. So that was my higher power in the beginning. And of course, just through the beauty of the steps, you know, I remember growing up in my religion, there was a verse in the Bible that talks about in order to be forgiven, you had to go and ask for forgiveness for someone, to someone, if they had something against you. And I just remember, you know, at a young age thinking, forget that, you know, I'm never going to be willing to do that. And just taking on that mindset that I can't get to God through religion, and why even try? And so I spent many years of my life in, like, yeah, eating disorders and other addictions as well. But of course, driven under, like the big book says, driven under the lash of alcoholism, or driven under the lash of compulsive overeating, you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, you know, to be free from that obsession and free from that hell. So coming into the rooms of recovery and seeing how everyone else was doing it, of course, there's just, you know, you just get in line and just do what everyone else is doing, and just work, you know, work the steps, reading the doctor's opinion, this essential, vital psychic change that I have to have. And I couldn't have a psychic change through religion. I couldn't have it through, you know, medicine or through diets and exercise and all of that stuff. And so all of those things are good and can be good, but they just don't produce the psychic change that I have to have to take on a new mindset and just a whole new way of living. And man, to be neutral in the food, and to have food in its proper place in my life, and to work a program where God can that God can have the front row seat in my life is something that that the 12 steps and OA and has given me. And you know, it's just an honor and privilege to be able to walk this path of life and to be a part of meetings that are, you know, so recovery and so you know, so strong in the solution. So with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mona M. from Oklahoma. Next, we'll have Annie B., followed by Tony B. Annie, star one to unmute your phone and share with us, please.
Hi, I'm Annie B., recovering compulsive overeater from Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for this meeting and for your service. This is my first time sharing. I just felt so compelled by this two paragraphs because I've been a compulsive overeater for 44 years because that's how old I am. And I had a spiritual awakening in my early 20s that was very much about what I felt like my higher power's desire for my self-care and body, and just that I knew God wanted something better for me than the binging that I was dying from. And I went towards religion, and I always knew it was a spiritual connection that was needed, but I got lost in some of those, I wouldn't say legalism, but just some patterns that I found in maybe my religion. And I've heard others share, I've heard others share their occupation. And so I am a pastor And so I went to, you know, seminary and did all the things. And now being back in OA and having this huge spiritual awakening with my higher power, I am so aware that these 12 steps, this program is this beautiful training ground for spiritual connection. I'm just like, I mean, I could cry. I'm just in awe of it. And as I, you know, I work at a denominational level now. And as I work with churches, it's like, do you know about the 12? Because this is where people put in action that, you know, putting God and God's will above my ego and my ambition and my resentments, there's so much of my just ego that wants to run my show. And this is teaching me in a way that seminary never did, how to put into practice every day this just surrender, which I believe is just the goal of most religions or most spiritual programs out there that are not 12 step. But I'm just so grateful for that connection. I think it's cool to watch God work in people's lives and not have like a identifier of this organization or that organization or this ownership or that ownership. No, it's just God's work in this beautiful, beautiful program. And so I'm super grateful to be here with all of you that have gone before me, because I'm learning every day from you. And I'm so, so, so grateful. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Annie B. from Oregon. Tony B., please start one to unmute and share with us.
Hello. My name is Tony B., and I'm from Ireland. And thanks very much for all the service and the meeting. And I suppose I'm probably doing too much. You know what I mean? I find it very hard to concentrate on the meetings because I'm at work at the moment, and I have to kind of multitask, and it doesn't suit me, to be quite honest. But everything is okay. I started back walking the steps and watching up for resentments and fears and other kind of conducts and stuff like that. So I can't even remember what the reading was about, but I'm just grateful that I have my sanity today and I have my life today, you know what I mean? And nothing is impossible if I stay in this program and remember the book and a few simple rules. So I'm a shy sharer by nature, and I broke my abstinence a couple of weeks ago, but I got a new sponsor, and I've taken action since then. So please God, I'll be able to continue with my recovery, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tony B. from Ireland. We have time for a few more shares. Would anyone out there like to press star one to unmute and share with us?
Laura W. Hello. Good morning. This is
Alina M.
I'm there.
Elise.
And Elise S.
And
from
Elise.
Florida. Correct.
And Elise.
Annette M. from Toronto.
All right, we'll start with those three. Laura W., Ann Elise, and Annette M. Laura W., star one to unmute, and please share with us.
Thanks, Alice. Good morning, everyone. I hope you can hear me okay. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. I loved hearing what everybody shared today. It was, it reminded me that it says that another reason for the wide acceptance of AA was the ministration of friends. Ministration means the aid or help. And I can't do this without you, you know. I mean, we of Alcoholics Anonymous is the first part of this book. And this is not a religious organization. And thank goodness for that, because I actually left my religion when I was in my eating disorder. I turned my back on God. He never turned his back on me. He was always there. I just kept turning my back on God, who's my higher power. And I've since come back to God, not so much to my religion, but to God, knowing that my recovery that I'm experiencing each and every day is a spiritual miracle. You know, I see myself as a walking miracle today. There's no other reason for me that I'm here on this line alive is because a higher power has intervened. I tried to do it myself, as many of us have, over and over again, and to pull myself up by my bootstraps did not work, no matter how much motivation I had, no matter how strong I was, no matter what people told me. You know, they talk in the paragraph before that, you know, the numbers don't lie. 3/4 of people came back, and so there's a reason why this program works. It works because we are all inclusive, never exclusive. And, you know, page 87 of the Big Book tells us that. It talks about how, you know, be quick to see where religious people are right, make use of what they have to offer. You know, there are many helpful books also, it tells us. So they're not just saying this is the end-all, be-all, only book, only follow this. It's saying that, you know, this is going to work if you work it, and as well as, you know, other things are going to enhance your recovery. You know, I work this program like my life depends on it every day, and I use the tools every day, but I don't just, you know, I do other things as well. You know, other things that enhance my recovery, other things that keep me from going back to my illness. And, you know, this disease, anorexia, exercise bulimia, compulsive overeating, addiction in general, is the only disease that tells us we don't have a disease. It tells us that we don't need anybody. We can do it on our own. And this book tells us otherwise. It tells us that we need the aid and the help of friends in medicine, religion. You know, I've been told over and over again that this does not discriminate from Park Avenue to Park Bench. This illness will get us. And we have a solution. And the solution is the 12 steps for me. And the all inclusivity of it is very a relief to me. You know, it's just such a relief. And I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for my recovery. And I'm grateful most of all for God in my life. Thanks for letting me share, I pass.
Thank you, Laura W. from South Jersey. And Elise, star one to unmute and share with us where you're from, please.
Hi, this is Elise S. from Florida. I was kind of overwhelmed and excited to hear the information and the sharing that went on. I wound up losing a sponsor the last couple of days because I guess I wasn't connected. I think I have family out here, and yet every time I reach out for my higher power, I've been in OA for approximately end of 19, and I, at the beginning, the sponsor I had, I was kind of doing the things by my head and my hands and didn't even do all the programs and all the tools. And now I got another sponsor, and I didn't realize that I wasn't being honest to myself and honest to God or honest to anybody out there. Somewhere around, I must be lazy or uncaring, which I don't think I am. I just can't seem to get it together and follow the program and follow the tools. It's been a rough couple of months with the COVID and other things in my life, but I'm constantly making excuses why I can't keep up with what I need to make my higher power the most important thing in my life and the family that I have with OA, because I obviously see that people are committed to you. My family is not near me, so you are my family. So I am looking for another sponsor, and I know they have sponsor names at the end of the program or shortly. So I will write those down, or I can, if anybody would like to reach out, I don't know when to give my number if that works.
Why don't you stay on till the end, Elise, and get phone numbers? If you aren't registered on our website, get registered and people can look you up there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elise S. from Florida. Annette M. from Toronto, star one to unmute and please share with us.
Hi, can I be heard?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Hi, this is Annette M. from Toronto, Canada. it was so great to hear everybody share. Thank you all for your contribution. You know, when I came into OA, you know, 9 years ago, I was cynical, resigned. I had reached the bottom. And, you know, I remember when they did the Serenity Prayer, and I was in a church, and I was like, oh, my God. What have I signed up for? And I'm so grateful that there was such, like a whole potpourri of different people there, that I was able to witness something that was just a kernel of a seed that made me want to come back. And it was, and just the wide acceptance and the understanding was unbelievable. And it's a program of, you know, where I realize I'm building a relationship with God. So it's not something that is static. It's something that I'm working to every day. And I pray for the willingness to trust and to be open and willing to do whatever He subscribes me to do. And I'm so grateful for the traditions and the steps and the people who came before me and the wide acceptance of a plural culture that accepted that there was credibility to what was happening so long ago. You know, I can't imagine what life would be like without this book. It's really extraordinary. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Annette M. from Toronto. We have time for one more three-minute share if somebody would like to jump in and share with us. Star one to unmute. Would anyone like to take the last share on these two paragraphs? Star one to unmute.
This is Babylonia. Whoever popped in, go ahead.
I didn't hear either one, so somebody jump in, please. Star one to unmute. Does anyone want to press star one to unmute and take the last share this morning?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Who is this?
My name is Crystal. I'm from North Carolina. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm new to this meeting. I thought I'd try it. I'd heard about it from a friend in OA, and though I missed the reading, your shares about it are amazing and so helpful, because I face so many issues right now with my health and such that having this program really helps, because I found a new way to live, a new way to do things. And I'm learning to compromise with my husband, saying, no, I'm not having those sweets. I'm having this fruit instead. And so I started the program last year, the end of June, and then stopped around Christmas. It was very hard not to eat eat all those good things and stay abstinent. But I'm hoping that I can keep going on the program since it has helped me. I've found my higher power. And
next time, please.
Okay.
And thank you so much, Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And was it Crystal M. from North Carolina? Okay. Thank you so much, Crystal, from North Carolina. We'll ask you to stick around for newcomer greeting. We will ask for newcomers to give their name and phone number so we can welcome you. We'll now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I would like to thank Team Tuesday for your service today. Will Dana P. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you, Alice. Dana P. here in California. It's a pleasure to do so. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.